Australian scientists say they've found the birthplace of modern humans, and it might mean rewriting the history books. Previously, fossil evidence pointed to East Africa as the likely birthplace around 200,000 years ago. But this new research, published in the prestigious journal Nature, concludes the location was in southern Africa. National science reporter Michael Slezak has the story.
Known for their rare click language, the Khoisan people in northern Botswana are now helping to answer one of the most hotly contested questions of modern science. Where did modern humans come from?
Understanding someone's ancestry, it's probably a given that most people want to understand where they come from.
Professor Vanessa Hayes from the Garvan Institute of Medical Research is part of an international team that's undertaken a landmark study, possibly rewriting tens of thousands of years of human history.
So what we found in the study is what we call the homeland. So the homeland of anatomically modern humans. And that was south of the Zambezi River, in what is today largely the northern part of Botswana, going into Namibia on the west and Zimbabwe on the east.
The key to this discovery lay in the study of the maternal DNA of more than 1,000 people across southern Africa.
Our timelines and our history was built on the DNA data, but we overlaid that with linguistics, culture, population, geography and diversity and history. But more importantly, we also worked with geologists and a climate physicist.
Not only were our earliest ancestors from southern Africa, but researchers believe that they remained in that one place for far longer than first thought.
This founder population remained in the homeland for 70,000 years. And we tried to understand why. And what the climate data showed us is during this period, the whole of southern Africa was in a mega drought. It was a very unfavorable region to live. Yet, the founder population was living in a wetland, like an oasis in a desert. This wetland would have been the size of today in New Zealand.
The research has been published today in the journal Nature. Archaeologist Fran Dory from the Australian Museum says the findings are exciting.
This is the first time that a genetic study has provided probably a bit more of a pinpoint evidence, and it's suggesting that we actually first evolved in South Africa and then spread up through the rest of Africa and then throughout the world.
But this research isn't just about providing an insight into our past. Professor Vanessa Hayes says there's a lot to be gleaned about the future of humans too.
As a medical researcher, where I base my research on genomics, so understanding how the DNA influences our health, to understand being healthy and how disease and health are linked, we really need to understand who we are and where we come from, because our past dictates our future.
That's Professor Vanessa Hayes from the Garvan Institute of Medical Research, ending that report there from Michael Slezak.